mic's off. I'm loud.
I know. No, nobody noticed.
Why do they keep going off?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, we need to get that, we need to figure that out, too. All right. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2436, Tony and Charletta Floyd.
Can we discuss this one a little?
Sure, yeah.
Well, not to support business, but I think our back's against the wall on this one.
I concur.
My biggest, yeah, the thing that bothers me the most is that it's only been there for 2 years, and they knew the environment they were moving into, or should have known. I mean, all those developments were already there, were already happening. It's just not a very good place to do something like that, unfortunately. So I have some issues with it along those lines myself.
I unfortunately agree with you guys. As much as I support small business, there's just too much there.
I was gonna say, yeah, you gave it a good try.
I also think they, you know, I think there are compromises that they could have made heading into this to alleviate some of the concerns that their neighbors expressed here that might have reduced the amount of opposition, but that didn't.
Well, the problem is, as Mr. Butler can attest, they don't make mufflers for those things. There's
no,
really no.
That's fair.
I tell you the.
Yeah, I know. I have another, you know, they'll have another chance.
Maybe they can work that out.
They could, yeah.
And maybe it's clean the property up and come back and see us again.
Oh, yeah.
The problem that I saw was in some of the pictures, it appeared that there was stuff pushed into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an issue with that because we have to drink that water.
That would be an issue for sure.
And I want to put that on the record. It appeared.
Understood. It appeared that there was a potential for.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we defer conditional use 2436, Tony and Charletta Floyd.
I second.
Floyd.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2436, Tony and Charletta Floyd. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1992, Reed Properties LLC.
I believe that was deferred. Is that correct?
No, you have to make a motion to defer it.
You have to.
I'm sorry. I make a motion to defer it. Okay. If Jamie will put that on for the next round, we'll get that done.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1992, Reed Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item, change of zone number 1993, Ocean One Holdings LLC.
Ultimately, I'm going to move to defer this.
Right.
I do have concerns about traffic, but I think it's concerns that, you know, spelled out.
Well, I get.
Like everybody else is catching up.
I get Mr. Barretta's argument. I just don't think this was the example.
I agree.
Because this is the one.
This is the one where we're doing what the comp plan said.
And they coordinated with DLDOT the whole way through.
Yeah, we're right. Doing exactly what the plan says to do.
Yeah. So to be clear, I'm not saying I'm opposed to it in any way. In fact, it's completely appropriate, but we should get together a motion and all the supporting.
Yeah.
Evidence for next time. So I move that we defer action on CZ1993 Ocean One Holdings LLC.
I'll second that.
We move and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1993 Ocean One Holdings LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1998 Lewis Jennett and William Melton.
I'm going to ramble about this one a little bit since I
would like you to
have something
it.
Right there.
I want to hear what you have to say.
All of the places for rent on Route 26 that aren't rented is because of cost, and there's only three. The new building that he cited that's going up, everything's already rented. These are all high rent, high profile areas. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, that collector road is the ideal location for smaller business to get a lower rent.
Well,
it's a hodgepodge. The whole area is a hodgepodge. I don't see how it can't fit in.
Mr. Mayor, can I say something about this? Because I'm kind of familiar with this road.
Yeah.
A lot of these buildings are brand new.
Pardon me?
Some of these buildings are brand new. I mean, the ones he was pointing out.
Oh, he was pointing out stuff on Route 26.
Yeah,
I'm talking about 26.
Yeah, they're brand new. And he pointed out ones that weren't rented. Well, it's for and they're brand new, and it's for cost reasons. I mean, I hear everybody tells, you know, I live there. This, I think this is an opportunity for small business. I don't think it's an inappropriate area. It has an impact on me. I have 5 acres within 3/8 of a mile, and I don't object. So after that ramble, I'm going to make a motion to defer, Mr. Chairman. Conditional use 2401. Whoops, I'm looking at the wrong one. I was going to defer last week's hearing. I make a motion to defer change of zone 1998 Lewis, Janet, and William Melton.
I'll second that. Okay. It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1998 Lewis, Janet, and William Melton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Whitehouse, anything for the good of the order?
Just one quick update, if I could please, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
So the commission may have noticed that we have an additional member of the team.
We noticed that.
And we actually have two new clerks joining the P&Z office. So we have Jessica and Marina, who you'll be seeing a lot more of in future meetings, because one will be serving the commission and one will be serving the board. And which at the moment they're in training right now, but just to welcome the two new additions to the team, you'll be seeing a lot more of them.
Okay, yay.
Glad to see you guys.
Glad to see you. Welcome aboard.
I have one quick
question. I'm your worst nightmare.
Don't resign tomorrow after seeing how these meetings really run.
One quick question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
We had talked about having a third hearing occasionally for other business. Is that still in the making?
So that is the plan. As the year progresses, if the number of site plans increases to a significant level, we'll arrange.
It'll be as needed.
Correct.
Yeah, we're kind of waiting for the queue to fill, and then we'll knock them out.
Okay. I think that's a wonderful idea. Yeah. That's why I asked.
Great. Yep. Anything else for good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.